Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 17th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
ZANU-PF adds to its majority in parliament today as winners of the recent by-elections take their oath.
I feel absolutely ecstatic, absolutely excited about this because this is a development that officially enables me to work my absolute best to represent my constituency.
Zimbabwe Tourism Authority hopes for a successful seventh edition of Sanganai Travel Expo starting tomorrow.
This is our traditional annual showcase, which we hold every year. We call it Sanganai, as you know, marvelous.
Zimbabwean women living in Britain funds opposition candidates in Zimbabwe's elections, while others seek to form stronger bonds with those here in the U.S.
So I realize there are good community leaders on the ground who don't have the necessary resources or income to represent their communities in the in parliament.
These are the stories and much, much more.
ZANU-PF members took their oath in parliament today following their victory in the June 10 by-election. Five more seats up for grabs from expelled ZANU-PF members are also likely to go to ZANU-PF. But as Studio 7's Blessing Zulu reports, opposition and independent candidates are crying foul over the conduct of the elections.
ZANU-PF took 210 parliamentary seats in the 2013 elections and has now gained 16 more. Among the ZANU-PF legislators sworn in today was psychologist Mazivisa, who will represent Highfield West, an opposition stronghold.
I feel absolutely ecstatic, absolutely excited about this because this is a development that officially enables me to work my absolute best to represent my constituency.
All formations of the Movement for Democratic Change boycotted the elections, citing lack of adequate reforms. Mazivisa, however, dismissed the opposition boycott as a non-event and says he is now ready to work for his constituency.
It's an opportunity now, in my official capacity as Member of Parliament for Highfield West, to really bring about development in that constituency.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Support Network, or ZESIN, condemned the past by-elections as violent, especially in Hurungwe West. However, even as opposition, independent, and observer groups raise concern over the violence in the elections, five more by-elections are in the pipeline in constituencies once held by ZANU-PF members who have died or have been expelled due to their alignment with former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who was accused of plotting to overthrow President Robert Mugabe. The alleged violence in Hurungwe West constituency has even forced expelled ZANU-PF MP for Mwenezi East, Kudakwashe Basikiti, to withdraw his bid to contest as an independent to try and reclaim his seat.
You see, I could have done that to prove a point, but there is no point looking at the way they have harassed the people in Hurungwe and persecuted them, some maimed, they killed. It's not necessary that I can cause my people to be subjected to such humiliation. Why? Over a mandate which they had given me, I will not do that.
The ZANU-PF victories in the recent by-elections have left a sour taste in the mouths of many of the legislators who once held those seats. Take the case of former MP for Dzivarasekwa, Solomon Madzore of the MDC renewal team, who lost his seat for switching from the MDC formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. He says the ZANU-PF victory is a sad day for democracy. Madzore worries about the development projects he had lined up in the constituency.
You realize that we have gone backwards, 45, 52 years, as far as the democratization agenda of this country is concerned.
With the ZANU-PF sweeping up all available seats, many wonder if Mr. Tsvangirai and his group will forego their election boycott and participate in the next elections. Party spokesman Obet Gutu responds.
The position of the MDC is that we are not going to participate until the relevant reforms that we are calling for have been put in place.
Despite the odds of winning, National Constitutional Assembly leader Lavmo Maduku says his party will continue to participate.
Very, very much so. Why should we not participate in future elections? We have said very clearly that the purpose of our participation for now up to 2018 is to introduce the NCA as a political party to the electorate. It is not about winning these elections. It's about introducing ourselves, learning lessons, using the elections to mobilize our supporters to come and join our party. We are here, we don't have members. So if we get 7 votes in an area, that those 7 will look for them and make them our nucleus.
But Maduku says reforms are still needed for credible elections. For years, a host of European countries have decried Zimbabwe's elections as violent, chaotic, and blatantly tilted in favor of President Robert Mugabe. But many African leaders have praised the elections. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington.
The Zimbabwe Tourism Authority hosts its 7th Sanganai Travel Expo at the Harare Conference Center tomorrow with hopes of a stronger participation than previous years. Chief Executive Officer Kariko Gakaseke of the ZTA says preparations are at an advanced stage for the 3-day expo running under the theme Promoting Peace Through Tourism. Kaseke tells Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye the International Expo will also aim to attract local and domestic tourists to the country's premier destinations.
This is our traditional annual showcase. We call it Sanganai, as you know, Marvelous. And in the previous years, we're having it in October. But after the buyers who came to us last year indicated that we are missing an opportunity by having it in October because buyers who come to Zimbabwe to buy the destination close their catalog by end of July. So we decided to have it in June so that Zimbabwe is in next year's catalogs when buyers put up their catalogs.
So how many international buyers would you say you have attracted this year?
Hosted buyers, they are plus or minus 110. The buyers that we are hosting, hosted media is plus or minus 38. But there are some other buyers which we are not hosting who came on their own. So in total, it could be in excess of 200 in terms of buyers and media altogether.
And also, you normally have an exhibition that runs alongside this event. Do you have one this year?
Yes, of course. Buyers come to talk to sellers, and sellers have to exhibit their products. And the exhibition is actually going on from tomorrow up to Saturday. The buyers will be talking to exhibitors on the exhibition stands.
Have you been able to attract local tourists?
Yes, that is what we're doing this year. Thursdays and Fridays are business-to-business exchanges, and Saturday is a domestic tourism expo where we are concentrating on the locals and offering them the domestic tourism products.
And that was the chief executive of the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority, Kariko Gakaseke, speaking to Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
A transport and infrastructural development minister, Obert Mpofu, says he met with the Development Bank of Southern Africa in Harare today to finalize plans to resuscitate the National Railways of Zimbabwe, NRZ, which is battling to boost its production and pay 11 months of outstanding salaries to its workers. Mpofu tells reporter Standigile Mhlanga the overall aim is to boost NRZ production and employ more workers.
We are actually looking at a situation of restoring the original National Railways of Zimbabwe, which employed in about 20,000 people and carrying over the similar number of 20 million tons of goods, which has now been reduced to almost less than 10 million, and thereby creating other problems to do with salaries, then with working capital, and many other challenges that the system is experiencing now. When I aim at something, I succeed, and I won't fail the people.
Which other parastatals are on the table now for revival?
All my parastatals have. Air Zimbabwe is flying even higher now, with albeit, of course, some challenges. challenges here and there, which is normal. We have Zanara, which is now a good example for the continent. As I said earlier on, people coming every week to come and learn or at least emulate what we are doing. We have the National Traffic Council, which is doing exceptionally well through awareness campaigns, and they've now come up with a new curriculum for driving schools through a new highway code. We have CARS, the Civil Aviation Authority, has been getting some awards recently for its no impeccable safety record. We have the NHS National Handling Services. But, of course, we have to address the challenges. So we have almost 10 parasectors that are all functional. CMED servicing the entire government without any hiccups.
That was Transport and Infrastructural Development Minister Obet Mpofu on the line from Harare.